Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. What are you doing this holiday weekend? Chances are you'll spend some time in Forest Park at America's biggest birthday party, Fair St. Louis. Activities get underway about 24 hours from now. There's lots to do, and joining us with the details is Steve Posarick, Fair St. Louis General Chairman. Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Don.
You look relatively calm.
Everything's going smoothly so far. We're ahead of schedule, and we're going to be ready to entertain thousands and tens of thousands of fairgoers starting tomorrow at 1.
I hate to use this expression, but is it all quiet before the storm? And I use that term because there's a lot of rain in the forecast this weekend.
Well, there is, but, you know, we're ready. We've made some changes to the venue from last year just to try to accommodate, inclement weather. And we've moved some more things off hard surfaces or onto hard surfaces to make it a more enjoyable experience for our fairgoers. And we're a rain or shine show, and we're going to put on some fantastic music and fireworks every day.
What else is different this year?
Well, a few things. I mean, one, we've got last year we had the world's largest, tallest mobile zip line. And this year we added a human slingshot, which shoots you 200 feet in the air from one of the parking lots on Art Hill.
I wrote it. May I be excused from that one?
You can. I wrote it this morning. It was phenomenal. We also have the U.S. Army Golden Knights jumping on Saturday to lead off our fireworks show. After Lee Bryce closes the show on the Budweiser stage, you get the Golden Knights jumping with pyrotechnics leading into the Edward Jones Enterprise Rent-A-Car fireworks.
This, I may be a little ahead of myself here, but do you think this is probably the last year in Forest Park?
That's a good question. I like to say that I'm, just the chair of Fair St. Louis 2016 and doing the best I can to put on a good show. But, we've talked with the folks at City Arch River and National Park Service, and both venues are wonderful. We're just lucky to have two options.
Nothing beats Forest Park as far as I'm concerned. It is a great venue. What about restrictions, Steve?
We try to, safety of our fairgoers is our primary concern. So we do have checkpoints, in getting into the park. And, the best thing to do is for people to look at our website, fairstlouis.org, or download our app, FairSTL, from the Apple App Store or Google Play. And that has all the information about what people can and can't bring. But, one of the things people can bring, and unfortunately they might need one, is a small umbrella this year. They can bring in a factory-sealed water bottle. They can bring in a backpack. The most important things people can't bring in is other outside food and beverage, because we have wonderful food vendors from all over the country, and we have beverage tents that are – some of the proceeds go to 501c3 charities. So you've got food and bev options, and, of course, we have a great fireworks show, so – there's no need to bring in things like that.
Yeah. Everybody has on his and her mind, the collective mind these days, is security issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen some horrible things happen recently where people get together. How are we fixed for that?
Well, I think we've got a great security plan in place. We've got a wonderful partnership with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, other law enforcement agencies, and we have our own private security in. And we work cooperatively with them. And, again, our focus is trying to put on the best fair possible.
One of the issues that comes up every year, no matter if it's downtown or in the park, is parking. It's an issue.
It is. But, and I think, people are used to going to the park on a daily basis, going there on the weekends, and it can be a challenge to get in and out of the park. But we have a great parking plan in place, a great transportation plan, and we limit parking. We don't allow street parking. We park people in the Muni and on the Twin Lots, and then there's also other parking options available in the park. There's also parking at Forest Park Community College in Wash U, and we really encourage people to take Metrolink. And Metro is a wonderful partner. They run extra trains during the course of the fair. And then a lot of people walk or bike in as well. And I think last year we cleared all the cars out of the park and all the Metrolink stations in no more than 45 minutes after the fireworks show. And that's, to me, that's a really quick time.
If things go as planned, if the weather cooperates, how many people would you expect to be there this year?
Well, hopefully, we'll have at least as many people as we had last year. And city officials estimated that we had 250,000 people over the course of the 3 days. And I like to say, where else can you get a chance to throw a party for 250,000 of your closest friends?
And we are, I think, in the top 5 or 6 in the country when it comes to this sort of thing.
We are. We bill ourselves as America's biggest birthday party. There was a USA Today poll, and we placed in the top couple there. And I can't think of another organization or another group that is able to put on an event that's free for everybody to attend, thanks to the wonderful sponsorship by all the civic-minded corporations in town. And we're volunteer-driven. We only have 3 employees. Everything else is done by volunteers.
Well, let's go through some of the things that people are going to be able to see. You've alluded to it already, but in terms of headliners, who exactly is coming in? Who can we expect to see?
Well, I think I'm really excited about our musical lineup this year. I think we have a wonderful array of acts. So on Saturday, we start off with an Army country band. And then we go with up-and-coming singer-songwriter Mo Pitney. We have Low Cash. Then we go into Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. And our headliner on Saturday on the Budweiser stage is Lee Bryce. And he had number one album last year. It's going to be phenomenal.
The times for some of these acts, they're scattered, I believe, aren't they?
Well, they are. They go throughout the course of the day. Our first band, I believe, on Saturday starts at 1:55. And then Lee Bryce should go on the stage around 8 or 8:30, and all those times, again, are on our website. That's the best source of information for that. And then on Sunday, more of a little rock and roll feel. So we have the Army Regimental of the Missouri National Guard, their rock and roll band to start the day off. We've got Cowboy Mouth. Then we have Eddie Money. And then to close out the night as our headliner, we have Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker, who's a St. Louis favorite. I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, Cowboy Mouth is a new one to me.
Well, they had some really good songs back in the early 90s and 2000s, and I saw them a few months ago, and they put on a really fun show.
Is it the music that is the biggest draw for the fair, do you think?
I think, it's going to be a toss-up. I mean, because I think, I think everybody loves the music we have, and we have great musical acts, but then we're also well known for our fireworks, and we put on a great fireworks show every night. And I think a lot of people come down for the fireworks, and you'll see, we get a large influx of crowd, around the 4 to 5 o'clock time, and then we also get a large influx of the crowd, around 8 o'clock or so, just to they know they're not going to see the headliner, or they don't come to see that; they just come to see the fireworks that we put on.
What about exhibits? I understand there'll be some exhibits this time, of course.
Yes, and we have a wonderful family festival zone that has a lot of kid-friendly activities. We have things by the Magic House. We have the Purina Pro Plan Performance Dog Team. We have a climbing wall. We have a juggling Jeff doing juggling acts. And then we also have a STEAM exhibit, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math, and put on by Scope. And they have a 3D printer that you can do some hands-on stuff with. They have a musical Tesla coil and a lot of hands-on activities to get kids excited about the possibilities that STEM offer. And then we have some local artisans, too, who are going to be doing some handcrafted products.
And the hours for the fair are the same each day?
Yes. We open at 1 o'clock every day. And then we have music activities throughout the course of the day, the water ski show. We have music. We do a salute to the troops to honor our servicemen and women on Saturday. And then the headliner usually will end up around either 10 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday and end at 9:30 on Monday, immediately followed by the fireworks.
And once again, let's point out that people can get more details on the website, but also from this app.
Yes.
That is available. Is that available through the website to download?
I think there's a link on the website, fairstlouis.org. But it's available in Apple App Store and Google Play, and it's Fair STL. And it's a wonderful product. Really gets all the information very, very quickly.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're ready.
Steve Posery, thank you. He is of Fair St. Louis, and they're, as he says, ready to go. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.